79 Coast is the phone number. Right now, we want you to use it to say, told you so. Imagine that feeling. You get to say, told you so in front of thousands of people. Mm. I was right. Should have listened to me. Right? Isn't that the most satisfying thing?
Yep.
So here's the thing. Now my friend has not done this yet.
Okay.
But I have a friend who I just learned recently is determined. His life dream has been to get a neck tattoo.
Mm.
And he tells us this at dinner, and we're like, why? Like, get a tattoo anywhere else but above your neck. You know,
right.
Like,
you can show it when you want, and you can, don't.
Yeah.
Right.
There's always a way to cover it up other places. And for the most part, you get a tattoo because you don't want to cover it up. Or sometimes it's very private. And people get tattoos for all kinds of reasons, right?
Right.
Sometimes you want it to be shown because you want to talk about it. Sometimes it means something very personal that you don't want to have to explain every time. People get tattoos different places for different reasons, right? But if it's on your neck, you got to explain it every time. And by the way, that could affect your job.
Right.
You know? So we're telling him this, and he's like, I'm not worried about it, you know? We're like, okay. It's just like, that's not something you do and then go, oh, no, I think I'm finally going to do it. Well, do you know what you're going to get? No, I'm not sure.
Mm.
I just want to get something there. And I'm like, that's probably not a good reason to get a tattoo. If you want a tattoo and you're not sure what to get, don't get a tattoo.
Yeah.
You know, like that's the worst time to get a tattoo.
Good advice.
79 Coast. You tried to give similar advice to a friend and they didn't take it.
Mm-hmm.
And now you say, told you so.
Mm, told you so.
792-6278. And this does happen in relationships too. Christina's up first. Go ahead.
So my husband told me not to drive to work on my two tires that I had on my car. He said they were way too bald. I wouldn't make it. I should take his car.
Mm.
Took it upon myself, went to work, and I almost got to work and my tire popped. So I had to wait 3 hours for him to get me.
Isn't that the worst when you have to admit to your partner? I hated doing that with Kyle.
Yeah.
Although now it's kind of sweet because now I'm like, I'll realize that Kyle was right about something. And it's actually kind of makes me feel good. Like, oh, yeah, he was right. You know,
right.
It makes me miss him in like a good way. But when the person's alive and in your life, it's the worst thing ever.
And they have to come rescue you.
Right. And then they come rescue and rub it in.
Right. Yeah. Oh, well, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Christina.
Have a good day.
Oh, hold on. We have Christina's husband on the phone. Who knew there was a song?
Yeah, in case she wasn't feeling bad enough.
Yeah, exactly. Coast High, good morning. Do you have a told you so story?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what happened?
So I have a friend that went and got a tattoo, and they got a name tattooed on them.
Oh,
and
no.
I said, well, I think it's spelled wrong.
Oh,
and
no.
He didn't listen to me.
Wait. Did you check the spelling before he went and got the tattoo done?
Not really. It was like his birth father that was from California.
That was the name that he wanted to? Okay.
He didn't really check it, and so it was spelt wrong.
Oh, no.
And then afterwards, he got home, and his mother said, you spelt the name wrong.
Mm.
So he had to go get a cover-up with a rose on one of the letters.
Can I just ask, maybe you don't want to, if you don't want to say it's okay, but I'm really curious, what was the name?
I can't remember. It was something that started with an N. It was kind of a Hispanic name, so I don't really remember what it was.
Nacho. I'm trying to think of a Latino N name.
Nino.
Nero.
It was definitely spelled wrong, and it was one of those, I told you so.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Wait, you said what?
I just said, I told you so.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Oh, man. You messed up a name.
Ugh.
Well, it's funny. There are a lot of tattoo regrets. You know, like someone says, No, I'm going to get this name on me. It's my wife. You know, it's my wife's name. We're deeply in love. Yeah, I know, but you know, I hate to be a negative person, but sometimes things change and it's, you know. No, I'm going to get it. Okay. And you're sitting in divorce court. Want me to book you the removal tattoo now?
Yeah.
Maybe we could put a rose over that. I told you so.
I wonder how many tattooists get the rose request.
I'm sure.
Probably have a special on that.
Yeah. Yeah. They give you a coupon when you get someone's name.
Right.
Just get you a free rose in 6 months. I told you so. Mike.
Hey, what's happening? I told you so. So my wife, we've been married for like 10 years. And ever since we got married, she's been asking me to grow a beard. I want a beard. I like guys with a beard. Please grow a beard. And I keep telling her, I'm like, I can't grow a beard. Like, I tried before and it just doesn't work. And so she's been bugging me. So I'm like, all right, fine. 10-year anniversary. You know, she's like, it's No Shave November. Grow a beard. So here I am. You know, halfway into November, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be going to, you know, the Thanksgiving party with all her family, looking like a, you know, chia pet, like, from the clear aisle in Arden, like, with mange, like, it's just so bad, it's just spotty, and like, it's just, I'm just going to have the best family photo, and I'm just going to go and say, I told you so.
That's right. Mike, you're going to say what?
I told you so. I look like a chia pet with mange.
Chia.
Oh my god, chia pet with mange.
Oh my god, that's awesome. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, no problem.
A chia pet with mange. That may be my favorite description for a guy who can't grow a beard. Chia pet with mange. Told you so's in the country world, don't they?
Yeah,
a lot of passive aggressive mm-hmm. country songs. Mm-hmm. I told you so.
They do. He's gonna have to sit through those photos. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Sure, let's take another photo.
Well, why doesn't he just shave it? You know. Although now he's digging in his heels trying to make a point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna this chia pet with mange is gonna be in all the Thanksgiving photos because you wanted me to grow it out, right? Let it grow.
Let it grow. Let it grow. Shaving clean is such a chore. I don't care what my boss will say. Let the beard flow on. The itch never bothered me anyway.
The itch from the mangy chia pet.
Right.
Mangy chia pet itch. Oh, my God.